say, you find the Indian at the tower was Mavlit by Yaakov. The fact that he didn't sleep all the time by Shem Ve'eva, that's a hakol is a diuk in the from that Chazal Amadayik the Parsha. But the ikar teichen of the Parsha is the Shena of Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov went to this to the Mokum Veishkav Mokum Ahu. We find two other places where something big happened during Shena, but very different. First of all, we find the Tardema of Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Chava from him, and in that Tardema it says that Adam, two things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that threw the Tardema on Adam, and it's called the Tardema. Over here it's called Lina, and Yaakov Avinu prepared himself for it. The same thing by Avraham Avinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curious bris with Avraham Avinu, so there was Tardema on him, but Tardema Nofla al Avram. So both cases they're called Tardema, whereas here it's called Shiva. Also, in those two places, it was Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it Bal Karchoi. I mean, that's almost the whole teichen of it. And here Yaakov Avin himself did it. So Bal Karchoi, there's a difference. Whatever Inyan, whatever the Maila of the Tardema is, where, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does bigger things with the person, like by Adam and by Avram, where through the Shena, through the Tardema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to give them more than they could do Bipula, doesn't apply to Yaakov. It's a different Mahalach. And it seems to be that that is Fakert, that they're not sleeping in Shem Ve'eva seems to be Ki'ilu, a Diuk. The main avoid of his was something with the Shena. I won't understand that. Secondly, Reb Chaim Shalevitz used to ask always that it says by, the halacha is if somebody makes a neder that he won't sleep more than 3 days, so Malkin Oysev Yashin Yad, and it's because it has the din of a Shvua Shav. Shvua Shalashin Gimel Yomim has a Shem Shvua Shav, it's not a Shem Shvua. Because it's impossible for three days not to sleep for more than 3 days. So Chaim used to ask always, are you talking about Yaakov Avinu? So Chaim had a mahalach of his, but Yichud Leiv, he had a whole mahalach over here. Lechura, I mean, if you take a look at the Lashon, the Chazal, the Medrash, it's different. It doesn't say that Yaakov didn't sleep. It says, Vayishkav v'mokem ahu, Rabbi Yehuda Amar kan shochav, al kol yudalet shana sheyitom beis eva loy shochav. That there was no shiva in all the years. So, it could be he slept sitting down. I mean, pashit. But more than that, there's a lashon and a metzias. It says in halacha chotfei shena, chotfasei shena. A person sleep snatches the person, so to speak. That's a mahalach of shena that Yaakov did, that Yaakov had, that he learned until he conked out. The mitzvahs of shena that you have over here, where he set up his bed, vayikach ma'avne amokim, vayosim rashoisav, vayishka b'mokim ahu, that he set himself up to sleep, that is something that's chiddush. So pashtas, if you learn the Chazal kipshutoi, that's the difference. The difference is that until now he didn't go to sleep, and here he went to sleep. So dovazayim adosheni. So what happened now? What was the mahalach over here of Yaakov? Why now did he go to sleep? Well, I mean, he slacked off. If you say that it was impossible to hold on long is one thing, but if there was a mahalach that was possible, what happened now? Third of all, there's a machlokes in Yerushalmi in Le'ivre Laila El Sheino Legirsa. A machlokes if the Ikam HaTorah of the night is for sleeping or for learning. Why was Laila created? So, one of them brings a pasuk in Lechukas Shvayim Vartz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have brought Torah if there wouldn't be people learning. So, Lemaisa, it's a riot at Le'ivre Laila for Girsa, Yelman Demolz, Le'ivre Laila Shena. Of course, it's a modern machloikis. I mean, if machlekes would be Torah versus Tefillah, Beseda, there's a certain Zelu Maseh. If the Shaila would be Tefillah versus Ichveise, eating versus sleeping, but I mean, one is a Pulas Akuf, one is a Pulas Anefesh. If somebody is tired and can't learn, so he's going to sleep. If somebody is awake, he can learn, so he's supposed to learn. I mean, it seems a very lopsided machloikis. I mean, the Laila was created for both. When you're tired, you go to sleep, and when you're not tired, you learn. I mean, what's the Iver Laila Ella, the Gersa? And definitely, I mean, Shane is the, I mean, you could have continued the Yoim for the Laila. Why in the world is there, do you need a Laila for the Gersa? I mean, Gersa is good by Yoim. Laila, Shane, the Laila is the right time, but... one more horror in the parsha here. That's a shaila to understand. In all these inyanim, in the vuas where you use metaphors, you obviously understand that every metaphor, every picture has a certain teichen to it. It could have said the cholam that Yaakov had could have been a cholam of malachim that are oilim v'yardim. Period. V'hine malach elekim oilim v'yardim boy. Zo. V'yachloim v'hine malach elekim oilim v'yardim. They fly, how they get up, there's not a kasha. On a malach, there's no transportation, not a big kasha on a malach. He flew up, he flew down. I mean, the fact that there's a sulam is oimed arsheni. And it's not the pshat that there's a sulam. This lamashal. On a mizbeach, it says you have to have a kevis. And you can't go with malois on the mizbeach, so there is three dagas. A keves is the most mechubadika way of going. The madregas, the malois, which are madregas, or the steps, is less mechubadik, and that's why it doesn't mizbeach. A sulam seems to be the least mechubadik, and as far as those in yon go. And here the sulam is the hechatimtza for the malachim. Not malois, not a keves. It's not even as a metaphor of a davar chashuv. A sulam is a workman uses a sulam. A farmer, a house has madregas. A chashuv, a palace has a ramp. There's a certain lack of chashivas. What is the marshal of the sulam? The malachim olam v'yardim. There's plenty. But what's the malach? Why sulam dafka? That is inyan over here. Okay, let's. So let's try to understand a little bit about the union of Shena by Kalali. Maybe one more. In the Chazal over here, it says that the Avonim Shenos Yaakov Avinu Tachas Roishoi Nasu Tachtov Kemito Kefanis. The stones that Avram Avinu put under his head became a bed underneath him. Mare Tiver Tiver, of course, but in Arozim V'chulu. Tzadikim v'tzadikas neviim neviyas shatzimenu. What came out of this bed? All the tzadikim neviyas, because every bed is a mokum zivug, and there's mokum haylada, and the haylada that came out of it is tzadikim v'tzadikas. Fine. It's not clear in the Chazal, does he mean that the stones became as soft as a bed, or does he mean that they became spread out underneath the person, and they took up the entire bed. Now, what are Chazal telling us happened? That it became soft, or that they went from Tachas Marashayisav to the Tachas the whole Adam? The Mashmah says both of them, that besides it being a Shmira on his head, it became Tachas the whole person, and also soft. And it says, B'meila, there was a Hilad of the Tzadikim and Tzadikos that are going to come from Klal Yisrael. Let's try to understand a little bit. The Inyan of Shein in the world, the Inyan that a third of a person's life is taken up with Shena, is a mud Inyan. I mean, it's kilu counterproductive. You try to make a person as efficient as possible. You try to have a person work as strongly as he can, and produce, and you're creating a metzias that is counterproductive. So Reb Tzadik says. And it's a dover, perhaps pashut in a certain sense, that the milah of Shena is that it wipes out everything that was there before. It's a teva advarim. A person wakes up and says, "I'm a chadish betuvoi bechol yoyim tomid." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish every day. He's mechadish the Bria Soilam. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Chiddush of the Bria happens from the night to the day. And which is the Malach of Shena, the Laila of Shena of Darchal, and that creates the Metzius. So the Reb Tzadik says that the Mahalach of Shena wipes the slate clean, and b'meila it allows the Mahalach of Tshuva in the Bria. Or, the way he says it, whenever there's an afila, whenever somebody falls, he's capable of picking himself up again after Shena. So the Mahalach of Shena is, it sort of creates a break with the past, and now the person is a Beri Chadosha, which is one of the timing that we need until Sidaim again. And Melech, since the person is Beri Chadosha, he can start all over again. It's a Mahalach that is for the purpose of Tshuva and so on, and Shinui. That's very good. But that means also, so Melech, the person that spent one day doing Averis and drinking and who knows what, and then he goes to sleep, wakes up the next morning and says, you know, I have Charotah, and he can start anew. So it's like a big mile for him. But the person was a tremendous Oiva the day before. So he has the same Mahalach. I mean, Shena is brings everything back to square one again. So with the Tikkun for the Baal Tshuva, you've basically uprooted any Mahalach of a Hemshech Bavoida. So where's the person... So what do you say avoida? I mean, every day, so sahakol, maximum person has one day is avoida, because in a real sense, it's been wiped out. So, I mean, it's yotzei shechar b'hefseidei. What's the mahalach over here? And remember, you find it, if it's a Gemara, we learned it. The Gemara says, yoyimit kol lailo maktal mizbeach, lo oiro, ton kiddush adayim raglayim. If a person does avoida, and what's... It's a halacha. It's a dry kachnik halacha. But if you listen to it, it says a person was standing and being oivet Hashem all night. He was being marked in mizbeach lo oireton kiddush adayim raglayim. The kiddush adayim raglayim yesterday became mufka, and it's a davar nifla. It means that it's a hafka of the avoda of yesterday. Lo toiva. Here's a kohen standing beis hamikdash being marked doing avoda, and come the morning, he's the same, he has to start off from square one, like the person who just put in 12 hours of sleep. Same thing. It's kilu counterintuitive that there should be such a mahalach. So there's a word from Rebunim, he's the Pshischa. It's a word that's noikiv yed at tahoim. He says it on a pasuk, semi-melitza, but it's kimat pshutish amikir in a sense. Pasuk says, Odom bikor bal yolin, ki behemo is nidmu, nishkavu. A person who is, so he types it, Odom bikor, a person who's very choshev, bal yolin, but can't retain that chshivas after he goes to sleep, ki behemo is nidmu, then he's like a behemo. In other words, there is a hefsik. And if the person's avoda does not tide him over the hefsik, then it's a simin that it's not really, it's kiloy hoya. It's not really part of the person. Nimsinu lemedim, there is a mahalach in the bria. There's a test. What he's saying is there's a test for everything to understand whether it's taka coming from a pnim of a person, or it's just a meiser koif ba'alma, which is the moshel ki behemoth nidmu. A behemoth does, but nothing that a behemoth does becomes part of its personality. It does. It does one thing, does another thing, another thing. It's full of activity. A balchai is by definition misno'ea. It moves. It does. But none of what it does transfers over to anything in a sense of a permanent memory. So b'meila, the it goes to sleep. Next morning, there's a certain Beri Chadasha to it, completely. So the Bunim says a person who is it could be Adam Bikar, a person with all his chshivas. If Baal Yolin, if the person cannot take it over a gap of Shena, the person can't bring it over from one side of Shena to another side, then it's not that avodah is like a behemoth. It does what it does, but afterwards there's nothing left. Nobody sits down and says, what is this behemoth? What it's doing when it's threshing wheat, it's threshing wheat. When it's standing in the sod, it's standing in the sod. That is the way he's marked there, a test for the quality of avodah. Menimtzinu lemeidim that the bria, it gives us a certain havan, a certain tfisa in this malach of the bria. When something is going, it's not a test of whether or not it's no raya to what the thing is be'etzim. If you take something and you shove it, it keeps moving. So it moves. The raya as to whether or not it has energy is, some internal energy is, stop it. And once you've mafsik it and it stood, will it start again or not? Something that has an internal koyach will start again. Take a person, tie him down, he can't move. Release him 10 hours later, he's movement, he's all movement. Take a ball, a cannonball, but once it stops, it that's it. It's not going to go further again. So the bria was given a mahalach of laila and shena. Yetzer adam lepulasay beiket. In the morning, a person goes out to his peula. That's a zman of asiya, and then there is a zman of hefsik, and that zman of hefsik has its tachlis is to weed out the ma'isim toivim from the versus the toiv that became niklat be'etzim in the person. Just like if you take a fabric, just like if you take a garment and you wash it out. So what the washing does is it separates those things, that those colors that are really the garment itself, inherent to the garment, or those things that just happen to be there and it just got spotted. And depending, there are different madregas. You can just wash it coarsely with water and then just takes out surface dirt. And you can wash it with something else and take out deeper dirt. You can use bleach, and if it's been dyed, it'll undye it. Like tzofon is mavet tzeva, unless it's a type of dye that's inherent in the thing itself. Like if that's the color of the wool itself, of the plant itself, the bleach is not going to take it out because that is the plant. You can't get it out without disintegrating the fiber. So the mitzias of Hefsik is the mitzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria to keep weeding out those inyanim that were maisim versus those inyanim that became nikla to the atzmius of the person. Let's be'emis, that's a very important thing, because if a person, the tachlos of a person in this world is not to do a lot, but to become a lot. And if the person does a lot and does a lot and does a lot, and he's carrying around huge bags full of ma'isim toivim, but all of it takes one gust of wind to toss it out, or one light shower and it's all washed down the drain, then the person be'etzim has nothing, and certainly the person be'etzim is nothing. So the part of the necessary mahalach of avodah is that two-thirds of asiya and one-third of birur, what became niklat in the person and what didn't become niklat. Whatever doesn't make it over to the next, dvarim royim are all possible to get out, because that's the mahalach of dvarim royim, that they're not the etzim to the person, they're just a clip around the person, and if you have good enough detergent, you'll take it out. So the laila for the koiches for ra, a laila can get rid of every ra. Toiv, it depends. Certain inyanim like this, certain inyanim like that. In the Mahalach of Ovis, Avram Avinu came, he went from Hester, from Heder, from not having Torah mitzvahs, to getting Torah mitzvahs. But it was a mixture of Dvarim, of good things, and in other words, the sum total was, there was a Mahalach of Avodizara, and a Mahalach of Emunah and Ma'isim Tovim. Fine. The birur of Yitzchak in Avodah was that everything Yitzchak did was kulei toiv. That Yitzchak brought the darga of Avodah to a matziv where there was no hefsik. He was toiv from the second he was born to the second that he He was Oyla as Oyla Tmimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was in Eretz Yisrael the whole time. Avraham Avinu's life is split up between Chutz Laretz and then Eretz Yisrael. Avodah Zarah and then Emunah. Yitzchak is Sholem from beginning till the end. That was the second step in the binyan of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu's Avodah was a third darga. And in a sense, it was a higher darga. Yaakov Avinu started in Eretz Yisrael, went back to Chutz Laretz, and eventually came back to Eretz Yisrael. Eventually meaning either after his Ptira or after Klal Yisrael came back again. Yaakov's Avodah was to be Maimed Avodah, that even when there would be a hefsik in the middle, it would be Behemshech. And that was the Teuchen of Yaakov's Maisa was, he came to this Mokrim, and it says, when a person falls asleep, it means he's Ne'akar from his Avodah. It interrupted him. It's Kaiches bigger than him took the person, and they were oike him from his Mitzias, and they put him asleep. That's a Tardema. A Shena is Yaakov Avinu incorporated, he put himself to sleep. Yaakov Avinu, he incorporated the sleep into his Avodah, and he took control of it. He prepared himself to go from one end of this, from one day to another day. That was the Avodah of Yaakov. And that was the whole parasha. I mean, that's the Chiddush of Mikra. Vayoyimar, Kadosh Baruch Hu told, Vani Hashem al-Kei Avraham Avichem al-Kei Yitzchok, Ha'oretz asher toshechev lecho etnenu lozaracha. And the same, and he chazes over the same avtocha that he gave to Avraham to Yitzchok. There's no chiddush here, just to him also. Vehine, he says, Onoichi imoch ushmarticho bechoil asher teilech vashivoisicho el adomo azois kilo yazovcho adashe imasisi eshes vibarti loch. The chiddush to Yaakov of Avraham and Yitzchok was that there would be a tkuf in the middle when it would have left the previous Eretz Yisrael, and it still did not come into the new Eretz Yisrael. This is a hefsik in the Avodah. That's what the Metzius is. And b'meila, the hefsik, the tikkun for the hefsik in the Avodah is that in that matzav, there's a matzav of anoichi imach, one, ushmar ticha v'chol asher teilech, that's two, so the fact that in the panemius of the hefsik there would be no hefsik in the mitzias of Yaakov, that there would be a noichi imach and a shmira, that was the chiddush of Yaakov's avodah. And like everything, on the one hand, it's a tremendous, it's the climax of the Avodah of Avos, that even when that even when everything is out of their control, they're still continuing, they're still being mamshich, they're still Avos, even b'sheina, they've incorporated Shena into their Avodah. That's one. And secondly, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. And that needs an extra level of shmira l'mayla, that when a person is a yoshin, he should be a shomer, and to bring him over, and he says, kiloy ezovcha, I won't let go of you, adashim asisat debatiloch, kiloy ezovcha means there won't be any hefsik. Ushmarticha means I'm going to watch over you. As soon as I hear somebody coming, I'm going to run out and run after him. That's ushmarticha. V'loy azovcha means, the literal title word azovcha means, there will not be a hefsik. I'm not letting go of you. I'm behested now, but there's no aziva. That is the havana of this. That is the avoda of Yaakov, and that's why it's put down in the parasha here that, fakat, the learning of Yaakov Avinu is Yitzchok's, is Avram's. It's the same thing. I mean, it was a Yeshiva Holim, but Avodah as Avodah was already Nikva with Avram and Yitzchok. There's no Chiddush Yaakov. This parish is the Chiddush because the Metzius of Yaakov was that the Metzius of Yaakov was that he could keep it even when there was a Hefsik. Let's go first to the Chalaimis. The Sulam with Yaakov, the Nefesh HaChaim brings a Machloikis Rishonim, Evan Ezra and Rabbeinu Sadia going, if a Malach is more Choshen a person, or a person more Choshen a Malach. And can move on, it's Eilev Eilev, there's in Yonim, this is Choshev Yonim, this is Choshev, he has Bechiri, he doesn't have such Bechira, he has Yitzahari, he doesn't have Yitzahari, he's on a high Madrega, he has a goof, he doesn't have a goof. Kehina, Bekehina, Bekehina, there's a lot of in Yonim that, you know, there's no one way to be machriyat because yeshin yinakan, yeshin yinakan. It's a big machlekes, and Nefesh HaChaim speaks about it also, Kedarkoi. But there's an Indian that says, Malachim have no kfitzin. Ragleihem regel yeshara, they have straight feet. So Chazal learned, enlam kfitzim, they don't have knees. That's the metzias of a Malach. Meaning like this. A Malach has a maila, it says, Gibayre koyach oyset varay, that a malach is kulay action. So when a person does something, so it's always done with some sort of element of half-heartedness, some sort of element of atzlos, some sort of element of dragging along. That's the mitzvah of a person. It's very hard that a person should do something with every single aver of his body, you know, kol atzmoisik tamarino. So that's not shchiach. A malach is kol kulay shlichus. A malach is doing. That's what he is. He's a doer. A malach is an oiser. The chisaron of a malach is that when he's not doing, to the next time that he's doing, there's no hemshich. I mean, that's why you see all these chazal, they say shira and they die, the nel, the nisraf, the nelam, they disappear. Those are all because when a malach is not doing, in the world of hefsekis, malachim have no makim. Because a malach doesn't have a bottom line of a, let's call it a person, a personality, a neshama, anything like that. It's a malach is kulkule de maisa. So b'shas asiyah, he's le'ein erech cheshved in the person. Between asiyah to asiyah, he does not exist. He has no way to get from one point to another point if there's no asiyah in the middle. In other words, if there's no hemshech, as long as he's turning over stone, he's turning over stone. The minute he stops turning over stone, then he's gone. Because the next time there'll be a new malach. It's a new malach because it had no hemshech. Where is the hemshech? Once there was a hefsek, it's finished. So the difference is between the three mahalchim of aliyah, keves is kulei hemshech, mamish. Madrega, steps, there is a hemshech, but there is a certain pchina of hefsek. You have to bend your knees a little bit to get up a step. Bending the knees is always a pa'ula. Jumping is a pa'ula where you skip something in the middle. There's something that doesn't have a hemshech is requires jumping. A step doesn't require jumping, really, but there is a physical hemshech of wood or whatever, but it's not. There is a certain element already of a break. A sulam is hefsek, shlav, hefsek, shlav, hefsek, shlav. That's the mitzvah of a sulam. It's the hefsek is hefsek and this and that. The mahalach where Yaakov Avinu, it says malach like oil of Yordan boy, so Chazal say boy means in Yaakov Avinu, and they bring all the lashonis Chazal that the malachim can't say shira till Adam doesn't say shira, Yisrael doesn't say shira, and so on. The pshat is the malachim don't have a metzias that overcomes hefsik. If there's a hefsik, the malach doesn't exist. The thing that's ma'achid and mekasha, the hechetimtza for a malach to be able to go up a sulam is dafka through Yaakov. So the gilui of aliyah derech sulam is the gilui to Yaakov Avinu, and that's the maila. It says Yaakov Avinu is it says his surah is chokuk tachas kisa kovet. In that pechina he's higher than malachim, because that's the elyonus of Yaakov. A malach, it says einlam sheina, they don't sleep. So pashas, you learn, it's a milah, they never get tired. It's true. But it means they can't live with sleep. If a malach goes to sleep, he doesn't wake up a malach next morning. He's gone. The elam shena means they don't have the mahalach of shena in their avodah. Lemal yusa, that there's no hefsik when they're doing, but once they stop doing, they're gone. There's no mahalach of a sulam, of aliyah besulam, the malach, it's only Yaakov Avinu. That is... The mile over here, that was That what Yaakov saw in the Cholom, the Sulam with Malachim, vis-a-vis his own Avoida. This is where he was shown the mile of his over those Olyonim. The La'iva Laila Shena Lagirsa, let's go to Avoida Sodom. A person himself is a Kadosh Baruch Hu incorporated Hefsekis in the middle. And that is the Pchinas Shena that there is. All the pe'ulas of a person, everything that a person does, becomes nifsak when he goes to sleep. A person can't do any mitzvahs when he goes to sleep. Ibn Ezra says that he brings for something else. He brings a yoshin because he's mufka for mitzvahs. When it says uveshachpecha, uveshachpecha can't mean when you're sleeping, but it means when you go to sleep, because a yoshin is mufka for mitzvahs. He's not shaykh to mitzvahs. When a person is mufka from mitzvahs, there is l'chur no avoida. The only part of a person that stays with him when the person is sleeping is his girsa. And it's a tremendous difference. We said it a few times, Shivei Luchas, that a Talmud Chacham, Sheshachar Talmudai, you still have to respect him. You have to mechaber him, because Shivei Luchas Melachim with the Luchas, because the person is a, the person is still a Talmud Chacham be'etzim, even when he forgot on the surface the learning. The thing in of a person's avoida, and one of the reasons why when we tell somebody, you're such a big askin and goyim l'chassadim and bal chesed, how can you act this in this way over here? How come you stop doing it? We don't feel it's such a taina on the person. Beseder, you're right, he did a lot of mitzvahs, now he's tired a little bit of it, so. When we confront somebody and say, listen, you're a ben Torah, how come you act this and this and this way, then it's a taina to the person. Because we feel that in a ben Torah, even where there's hefsek between Talmud to Talmud, there's no makom for erasing what was there before. If he erased what was there before, then it wasn't Torah. Leiver Laila Girsa means even when the person is sleeping, even the Mahalach of Shena, the continuity that lies within the Shena is the Girsa, is the Goyen says someplace that the only reason why sleep was created, I mean, he's sort of bothered by the Kasha, is there are certain things a person can't understand when he's awake, and at night when he's sleeping he can have Gilui of Malachim and so on, and Megidim, and understand things he can't understand. We have no Shaykh to those Inyanim. But to Etzem Metzias, that the only thing that is still Shaykh to function, even when the person is not an Oise, is a raisa, is the moyach with and Torah as its primary mitzvah. If you want a little bit of a remez, the part of the body that the tumah stays when the person wakes up is the yadayim. In other words, the hefsek was shoylet. Where did the netilas yadayim? In other words, where did the hefsek take place irrevocably? It's on the yadayim. And the clay asiya of a person, yes, today's ma'isa, yesterday's ma'isa, have no hemshich. On the pnimius of a person, taking a person, once he wakes up, he doesn't need tefillah. He could need tefillah. It's a matzav that he could have a read on the whole person need tefillah. But the hechreach of a hefzik is only on your diet. Yaakov Avinu, it says, was metakin tefillahs ma'ariv, tefillahs arvis. The tefillahs arvis is, you know, in the daytime, the person does. At nighttime, in the afternoon, a person is also doing, and he's worried about the night. Laila is the time of hefsik, and the ikka bracha is, and the ikka tefillah is a shmira on that time. There's a davar nifla in the surah tefillah of Ma'ariv. Midaraisa, there's a chiyuv krishma of kumecho v'shachpecha. The kima and the shriva, there's a kabbalah zol malchus shamayim both times. Obviously, merum is connected both these inyanim. Tefillah, der Chazal mit Taken der Tefillah, das Smichus Geulah der Tefillah. And a lot of them Farshim explain that the Smichus Geulah der Tefillah means that we're putting the Krishma together to the Tefillah. The Geulah is the Geulah here is the second brach of Krishma, the first the brach Achreah, first, second, the Yerim Laila, and Bemela were being Seimich the Geulah to the Tefillah. We're being same with the tefillah to Krishna, because that's the tzuris tefillah. When you mekabel malchus shamayim, you shtol zech tzur avoda. At night, there's a hefsik between gula and tefillah, and that hefsik in the middle is taken by the bracha of shmira. It's a davar. Shema ama yisrael la'ad is the bracha that we make. In that hefsik between Krishma to Tefillah. It's a davar nifla if you're misplaying on it. That's the tzura of Ma'ariv, is that there's a hefsik between the Veshach Becha and the Tefillah's Arvis, and the chiddush in Tefillah's Arvis lies in the brach of Shema Yisrael. And Chazal say that kivnat rabbanu metakin it, it's kigula richta damyo. The ability to span the hefsik with Shmira, that is the chiddush of the Tefillah's Ma'ariv. If you think about it, it says in the Birchas Kohanim, it says Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So the Rashi says Gemara Yivarecha is Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia toiv oisha v'yishmerecha, because every bracha needs a Shmira. In other words, that it be continuous. And that hefsik not be shaila, the person gets a present, but that should stay, it shouldn't be nishtar or whatever it is, that's called shmira. That's needs a special broch of shmira. The mitzias of the nekuda of Avram is vavarecha. Varecha Veye brocha, Yochel Yuchaisman Bakoil, Talmud Leime Veye brocha, Bechochaisman, and not Chaisman anybody else. So the Yivarechacha is the brocha of Avram. That's his brocha. Yaakov's brocha is Ushmarticha Bechol Ashatelech. That first he gives him the brocha, that's Avram's, that's the Lekei Avram Avicha and Lekei Yitzchak, he gives him those brochas, fine. But the Chiddush is the Shmira. And like it says, Yaakov Asher Poda as Avram, that Yaakov redeemed Avram, because Avram is Yivarecha without a Shmira that lasts for one day. As soon as it becomes night, robbers come, people steal it, and it's gone. Yaakov Shmira protects Avram's bracha. That is the relationship of Yaakov to Avram. So he was Mechadish Yivarecha, and he was Mechadish Yishmerecha. I mean, everyone understands that the Shena, definitely it's relevant every night, definitely there's always Hefsekes. But the whole mitzias, as a person gets on further in life, the mitzias of life becomes chopped up, tirdis, tirchis, all sorts of inyanim. That is the world of avoida of a person who's grown up. There's an avoida of a person has to precede an avoida of a Yitzchak, where he gets a taste. I mean, every person goes this mahalach. Every person starts not good, whatever, even if the person is born kulei kodesh, every person has his taivus and tivim and everything, and there's a tkuf of Avram where a person gets turned on, where a person gets sheifis, where a person matures. I mean, the mahalach where a person starts. And there's a mahalach that a person needs to be kol kulei kodesh without hefsekes. Hefsekes will kill it. And whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, or a whole lifetime for in behalf of Kaisov, it makes a difference. Then there's an avoda where a person takes it, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu lands hefsekes on him. And even if the person is a kol younger man, all his life is still full of hefsekes. There's all of a sudden there's an isha, all of a sudden there's children, all of a sudden there's parnasa, all of a sudden there's a thousand one things. They're not hefsekes in the limud. They're a place of avoda. When the person does what he has to do, he has to do what he has to do. If the person finds afterwards that he's gotten cooled off and he's, you know, it's just taking the wind out of his, then the person missed the whole tachlis of Aveda. The Aveda is the shmira in the middle. On Torah it says, we say it when we make a siyum, we say, Bishalecho tancha oischa. When you walk, it guides you. So when a person is the mahalach of going, Torah takes him. Uveshachpecha tishmer lecha, when a person is sleeping, it watches over him. Because the mahalach of Torah or Ben Torah is that there's an ongoing shmira. It keeps when the person is sleeping. It becomes, and so therefore when you wake up, the person takes up where he left off before. The one mahalach a person has to do is make a shmir on himself and avoid afsekis. Definitely. That's the first thing you say. But when a person has to understand l'chatchila, that the ultimate avoida, the safe pasuk of avoida is not in the fact that he can not have afsekis, but that he spans the afsekis. It says by Yaakov in Vayishlach, it says that he became like a bridge over the river and he took things from one side to another side. The only atzlach in avoida is if a person can retain his self. What he is stays, his feelings, his machshavas, his hopes, his ritzoinus, they're not all affected by the hefsik. And if the person has the shmir when he has hefsik, so when he wakes up, he's back into it again. If someone told me, I had a very warm agosh, a person told me that he was started to be makpid on Krishna Lamita a lot and so on. He said, you know, when you go to sleep with a pasik and you wake up with a pasik, it's a different type of sleeping. When a person understands it, I'm going now to do a hefsik. Fine, it could be a day, it could be a week, it could be a month. You know, if he has to do it, then Akash will put it in his path. There's no one person can sleep 1 hour, one person needs 8 hours. We're not a balabas. If we made an honest chesma nefesh and we whittled down the hefsik to what's mukhaf, so we're not a balabas. We are a balabas on the shmira, and that becomes the real avoid of a person as he goes on. The first thing, it's a dove, if you think about it, the first thing that was brought on her, on Maria, was Yitzchok, the Akedas Yitzchok, was the first Avoida on the Mizbeach. That was an Avoida on the Mizbeach of Kol Kulel Hashem. The second Avoida was Yaakov Avinu sleeping on the Makamah. It was an Avoida. He was not allowed to do such an Avoida B'yoidin. But that he put himself down in this place and he prepared himself. He did be a dayim, he put a shmir around himself, and that shmir became his mita. That was the avodah of Yaakov. And that was mashlam the Beis HaMikdash as the Beis HaMikdash. So the others, Avraham and Yitzchak, deposited an akedah in the Beis HaMikdash. And like we said, the Rambam, we brought over in the Meirah, that it was 3 days of thinking about it, preparing themselves. It was the most conscious act of Aveda possible in mitzad akrava, mitzad the koichs hanefesh, mitzad the awareness, everything. And then the second Aveda was the b'shachpach of Yaakov Avinu, because that is the shlemus of Aveda Mitzvah. If a person learns to deal with his afsekis, learns to understand that the ultimate Aveda, the only way Aveda will have any meaning is if the person is able to put shmir on top of his bracha, that he could take a bracha of one day and be shemet for the second day and the third day and for the second year and the third year and the chulu, that's where the person becomes avoida, and that's where he has the haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that anoichi imach ushmaticho b'chol asher teilech v'asher v'sichol adom azois k'le'ezov chad Hashem esisa shetibati lach. Shabbos. Yeah.